Probably just waiting for someone. So let him wait with his engine off. Hasn't this guy heard of global warming? Probably an older guy. I was inferring from the cigarette, the idling engine, the aircraft carrier-sized car, all habits that belonged to an older generation, I thought. Asshole's probably a reporter, Jacob said. Jake? Sorry, Mom. Lori, why don't I go talk to him? I'll tell him to turn it off. No. Who knows what he wants? Whatever he's up to, it can't be good. Just stay put. Honey, you're being paranoid. I never used words like honey or sweetie or dear, but the gentle tone seemed necessary. It's probably just some old geezer smoking a butt listening to the radio. He probably doesn't realize he's bothering anyone leaving the engine running. She frowned skeptically. You're the one who keeps saying we have to keep our heads down, stay out of trouble. Maybe he wants you to come out there and try something. Maybe he's trying to bait you into it. Lori, come on, it's just a car. Just a car, huh? Just a car. But it was not just a car. Around 9, I took out the garbage. One plastic barrel of trash, one awkward rectangular green bucket of recycling. The recycling bucket was sized in such a way that it could not quite be carried in one hand comfortably. Your fingers always began to cramp halfway up the driveway, so that carrying both items to the sidewalk in one trip involved a fast, waddling race walk out to the street before the recycling spilled all over. It was not until I had put the barrel and the recycling bucket down and arranged them neatly side by side that I noticed the same car again. It had moved. This time it was parked a few houses away from ours in the other direction, again across the street. The engine was off. No firefly of a burning cigarette inside. The car might even have been empty. It was impossible to tell in the dark. I peered into the dark to make out some details about the car. The engine came on, then the headlights. The car had no front license plate. I began to pace toward it, curious. The car backed away from me slowly, like an animal sensing a threat, then it backed away fast. At the first cross street, it did a quick, expert turnaround and drove off. I never got closer than 20 yards. In the dark, I could not make out anything about the car, not even the color or the make. It was reckless driving on such a small street. Reckless and good.